Hey, it's Pamela from Pine Hill. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
If you are hungry or just want to help community radio, come on out on Thursday, May.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's the prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. I only want you. I only want you. First things first, I seek your will, not my own. Surrender all my wants to you. Keep the first thing first, to live your truth, walk your ways, set my eyes. Lord, I fix my face on you. All my desires reverse. Keep the first thing first. I give it all, my life in offering. My heart is yours, so have your way in me. Your kingdom's all I wanna see. I don't wanna love what the world loves. No, I don't wanna chase what the world does.
Your truth. the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you, Bright Siders. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I'm having a little technical difficulty on my end. I have two devices going. I hope we're not going to get some feedback. I can't get the other one shut off right now. But if I'm coming in loud and clear, then that's good. Because I was hearing some backup on my end. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It's just so good to be here with you on this beautiful May, spring, summer day. And yes, that is keeping the first things first. It's consumed by fire. And it is my testimony. It is my prayer to keep the first things first. The Lord said, seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and everything will get added to you. And sometimes we get a little twisted and we try to seek everything first. And if we got some leftover time, we give it to God. But that's not how we do right here, right now, right? We put God first today and always. Let's do the first thing first. I love that song. Praise be to God. Beloved, I'm just so hyped and excited. Although I miss my partner. He's here, but he's not here. I just shout out to Mr. Randall Martin. He's you know, going into another phase of service to the community. And so in this season, he can't be on with us, but I just miss him because I like hearing him on Sunday mornings and you hearing him on Sunday mornings as well. But and I have to have this conversation by myself right now, because this past week I was one of 62 other women, or 63 women all total, that received the Women of Distinction Award by the New York State Senate. And I want to give snaps and claps and shout out to the 41st District Senator, Michelle Hinchey, and her team, who had contacted me and said that, you know, the several districts that they're in, one name kept coming up, and that was mine. And there are people, how'd you get it? And, you know, but, you know, when I look cumulatively at the things that God has done with me and for me and through me, I am amazed. I am amazed. And then, you know, and you can always think of people. I can think of people who I thought should be sitting in that seat myself. And that was one of the things that the Senate Majority Leader said to us. And she said, you know, I know you're probably sitting there thinking of other people that might be worthy to be in this seat. And people were shaking their head in the affirmative, as I was. But she said, this is your seat. You are here. This is, you know, this is your time. And we just want to acknowledge you. So I want to thank everybody that had anything to do with my even being considered. I want to thank everyone who made me the choice. I want to thank you for giving myself and my family an amazing night at the state capitol. They pulled out bells and whistles. There were about three events. I was able to take three other generations. We were four generations, myself, my mom, my son, and my grandson. And my nine-year-old grandson had a chance to talk with a couple of senators. He was so excited about that. I want to thank Senator Hinchey, Senator Michelle Stewart-Cousins, Valerie Stewart-Cousins. I want to thank Senator Bailey. Hallelujah. They just were so gracious to him and spoke to him on an adult level. He's a nine-year-old and he's very smart, and he is engaging in conversation. And I asked him, you know, while we were still at table, I asked him, you know, was he having a good time? And he said it was one of the best 4 hours of his life. He's got a lot more life to go, but but so far it ranks up there kind of high. And, you know, it was a long day, a long evening with three events, but he hung in there for them all. And he said it was among the best 4 hours of his life. So thank you again, all. I got to give God the thanks, the glory, the praise. This little girl out of Brooklyn, New York, you know, having been an unwed teen mother and, you know, a former gang banger and a drugger and a user and an alcoholic and all these things that were back there in my history, but to know that God can change a life. There's so many out there that can witness to it and testify to it, and hallelujah. And that's why we do what we do with it. We want people to know that God is good, and we can let go and let God. And hallelujah. Amen. I'm so excited about it today, beloved. I'm taking a little time, more time than I usually want to take for my opening comments, But I want you to know that we have 7 songs back to back, 32 minutes of music with the heart, the mind, and the soul for you. We want to acknowledge this Mental Health Awareness Month also. And I want you to think about spiritual health. We talk about whether our mental health, are we mentally healthy or are we mentally ill? Praise the Lord. Well, are we spiritually healthy or are we spiritually healed? We need to think on that and take time to make sure our spiritual health is on point. Am I right about it? Let the people of God say amen. We can let God go. We can let go and let God. Listen, God can. That's what P.J. Morton and Pastor Smokey Norfolk want to tell us in a little minute. When we pray by Mr. Torrin Well, let go and let God by Keith Wonderboy Johnson. Too good not to believe. Yes, it is. Cody Carnes and Brandon Lake have that project. He won't fail. Todd Galbraith, he'll make it all right. Julius Pearson, and haven't seen it yet. Danny Gokey. These are the songs that we have selected for you for today. For me too. They minister to the heart, the mind, and the soul. So here we go. 27 songs, 32 minutes of music. God can. Let go. Amen.
Some may ask, where is your God with so much trouble going on? Is he even here? Well, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow, so I don't have to fear. God, I know you can. I let go and I let God have his way. That's when things start happening. When I stop looking at back then. When I let go and I let God have his way. I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, Lord, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. As soon as I stop worrying how the story is, when I let go and I let God have his way, that's when things start happening. When I stop looking at back then, when I let go. Let go and let God. 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 Oh, let go
People hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away. But what if we could be a people on our knees as one before the King? 'Cause we believe. When the church starts praying, strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison walls start shaking. At the sound of praising, nothing stays the same. Oh, when we pray, oh, oh, oh. When we pray, oh, oh, oh. I see revival rising, I see hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out of faith. Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King, 'cause we believe.
stories that have proved your faithfulness. I've seen miracles my mind can't comprehend. And there is beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you. I believe you're the wonder-working God. You're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I've seen, too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God, and you heal because you love. All the miracles we'll see, you're too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. Oh. And I can't resurrect a man with my own hands. But just the mention of your name can raise the dead. Yeah. All the glory to the only.
FM, Acre Hudson, Hudson, New York. We go all the way out, Rensselaer, Pittsfield, all over, right? So tune in, tell somebody, tell a friend. We are listener-supported radio for open ears, and we are online at WGXC.org. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and there is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC.
Wonder working God, don't to ever stop believing, 'cause he's so, so good. So, so good.
All of your problems, all of your pain, all of your troubles,
you can give it to Jesus.
All of your burdens, all of your cares, even your struggles,
you can give it to Jesus.
'Cause he won't fail.
He won't fail.
He won't fail.
He won't fail.
Come on, that's good news tonight.
He won't leave you. No, he won't fail.
Say, he won't fail. No, I'm praying for myself.
He won't fail.
Hey, say, he won't leave you.
No, he won't fail.
Say, he won't fail.
Never seen the rise. Have you been praying? And you still have no answers. Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you have through so many tears? Don't forget the things that he has done before. And remember he can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. Hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn. All his promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet.
Maybe you just haven't seen it yet. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. I'm here to tell you. Well, we're at that point where I want to share a couple of thoughts. My spiritual social commentary, I call it faith-based, biblically-based perspectives on what's going on. What's going on? Marvin Gaye asked that question, and we still ask the question, what's going on? Well, beloved, I'm going to save all the other political and social context stuff for our Tuesday afternoon talk show. That's a shameless plug. but I want to talk about, I heard an interview, and the gentleman said, I don't remember the interview context. Only one thing he said that I remember. He said, there's less love in our world today, in our country, in our states. There is less love today. And you know what the antidote to less love is? It's more love. It's more love. I said a couple of weeks ago, I was going to talk about this love thing for a minute because there is so much that is going on that shows a lack of love. I want to break down about love a little bit. You know, in John 3:16, they used to show it in the stadiums at the ball games. Somebody, people would be up there, no matter what state you were, what sport it was, they'd have a placard up saying, John 3:16. Well, John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world. And that's something that was given to us thousands of years ago. It was in relation to Jesus Christ's birth and coming into the world in human form, human flesh, born of a woman, to show us the love that God has for us. It wasn't for a Christian world. It wasn't just a Jewish world or a pagan world. It was that God loved the world and those in it, that he gave us what we needed to overcome the onslaughts of assault and attack from our adversary, who is the devil. So, beloved, God so loved the world, and God wants us to love each other, love our world. In the book of 1 John in chapter 17, in John chapter 17, Jesus says that the love that he has with God the Father is the love that he has for us, and that he wants us to have that kind of love for one another. And in having that kind of love for one another, that people will believe that God sent him into the world. So there is a big role and responsibility on the shoulders of the people who say they love Jesus and know who Jesus is. Some of this love thing has to do with us, and the less love has to do with some of us too. Can I be real and tell the truth and shame the devil? We got to step it up, believers in Jesus Christ. We got to step it up. And so praise be to God. We need more love, more love, more love. I was so grateful. I was sharing how my son and his family, they found a home church their community where they live. And it's not a political church. It's not a misogynistic church. It's not, you know, a racial church. Some churches, they just, you know, promote that white supremacy, white nationalist stuff. And Jesus is somewhere in the room, somewhere on the back burner, somewhere the message of his love for everyone gets lost in the sauce. They don't do the misogynistic thing. In this day and age, there are still preachers who are saying women are not supposed to be leaders, women are not supposed to be preachers, and there are people that are buying that. They lay all the burdens of our society on the backs of women. If women were staying home with the kids, we wouldn't have this. If women were having more babies, we wouldn't have this. That is so, well, I'm not going to go there. But, you know, beloved, that's misogynistic. And I thank God that it's not a misogynistic ministry in my son's family that they found. I thank God. I pray it ever be so. And I'm calling out those who are misogynistic and who are spewing that. They were spewing that 40 years ago when I accepted the call of ministry, and they've been spewing it still. But those who have ears to hear what the Spirit of God says to the church, beloved. Amen. In the beginning, he created the male and female, and he gave them dominion and authority. And if Jesus came to restore us into right relationship with God, then we're restored to that. I can't even go back over the historical track record of how God has used women in the Bible and even in culture, in society, historically and in the present. So praise be to God. We got to get back to more love, beloved. So I want to talk about this love thing. I'm running out of time, but 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in the Bible, it's called the love chapter, and it breaks down these components about love. And one of the things it says is love is patient, which means we demonstrate endurance and forbearance and understanding, allowing for other people to grow and develop. And we don't become frustrated or give up on folks because they're not doing it when we want it and how we want it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Love is kind. It displays compassion and gentleness. It displays goodwill towards others and seeks their well-being and shows acts of kindness and generosity. Whether they are flowing with my tradition, my theology, my philosophy or not, love does not envy. It rejoices in the accomplishments and blessings of others. It's not jealous. It's not resentful towards other people's successes. Love does not boast. Love is humble and modest and avoids the need to promote and inflate one's own sense of importance and one's own successes. Love is not proud. It does not exhibit arrogance or inflated ego, but it recognizes the inherent worth and value of every individual. Love is not easily angered. It remains calm and slow to anger, choosing patience and understanding over quick and impulsive reactions. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love forgives and lets go of past offenses. It chooses not to hold grudges or keep a scorecard of mistakes and shortcomings. I could go on, but I'm out of time. Read it for yourself. But we need to let our children know these concepts about love, and helps us to handle the mistakes, the missteps, the misunderstandings, miscommunications, missed opportunities. It helps us in so many areas of our daily life. Beloved, we need more love. This is Pastor Kim. I'm your perpetual optimist, and I'm out of time, so I got to say what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Let's give it to them, all right? We got Get Legacy. Wait for you. I'm going to wait for God to do it. Yes, I am. I am waiting on God. I am waiting on God. Get love. Get legacy. Wait for you. That's the word. That's the song.
Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. I know you hear us when we pray. So I know we'll overcome. Till then, we'll wait.
Let your kingdom come, God, and your will be done. We'll wait for you. Hey, we'll wait for you. Listen, beloved, I want to say blessed happy birthday to all you May babies. I pray that you will have a wonderful year ahead for you. I want to say shout outs to the Asian American and Pacific Islanders for their month. Our military, and we shout out our military in appreciation and the Military Appreciation Month. This is Physical Fitness and Sports Month and Mental Health Awareness Month. So take time, beloved. Happy coming up Memorial Day weekend. So I hope you have a wonderful one with your family. Remember, no matter how great a day, how dark the sky, the sun is still here. The sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. All right. God loves you. I love you too. This is Pastor Kim, and I'm leaving you with the blessing. Yes, beloved. Blessings on you and yours.
To you, the Lord turn his face toward you and give peace. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you. Gracious unto you, the Lord turn.